The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to WTKA's Playground. I'm Josh Zinke. Across from me, Jeff Childs. And over there running the ones and twos, it's Matt Misler. Matt, thank you very much for doing this, coming in here. It's got to be tough to come in after a loss like they had yesterday.
You know, as much as the loss hurts, because, I mean, that's something that, you know, it's tough to fathom. It really is tough to fathom after watching that, especially, I mean, especially reading on the social media. You hear a lot of the whole, you know, conspiracy theories. Oh, you know, he ran into his lineman's butt, and he didn't make the first down marker. Oh, look at this camera angle. Look at if you contort this camera angle. It's not Illuminati, guys.
Zapruder film.
Okay. Okay. Yes, there wasn't a good angle at the line of gain. You know, get over it. Let's move on. Let's move on to a good bowl game. Hopefully, we can hope that that Colorado can knock off Washington. Somehow, maybe Virginia Tech can upset Clemson, and maybe we get into that CFP.
Yeah,
it's maybe. Not guaranteed, but let's just see what happens. If not, guess what? New Year's Six game, baby. It's still a good. It's still a good season.
Matt Misler, positivity.
Yeah, love I love that.
After some of the garbage I've seen on social media last night, yeah.
All right. Well, what?
I'll get into that later. Yeah, I'll get on my soapbox later.
The final score: Maryland 31, Rutgers 13. As you know, on the Rutgers show that we're having right now on the Rutgers playground, it's horrible being 2-10. Are we going to look for a new coach? We're happy with the coach. Oh wait, this is a Michigan show. We've won 10 games.
The playground in Piscataway is chained up.
Right. They're just like, what do you think their show's about? Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is be happy you're a Michigan fan. All right. Let's take some more callers. Right now, let's go to Don in Sylvania. Don, I hope you're okay. Are you all right, Don? Please tell me you're all right.
Well, I'm living.
That's the first thing.
It's the first step.
I've never driven so fast getting out of Columbus. But I do want to make, you know, this is the first time since I went down there in high school in the 80s that, from my experience, the Columbus fans, the Ohio State fans, I don't know if they thought they got out of there, they were lucky. But even before the game, believe it or not, they were respectful to my wife and I. Nothing was said. Nothing happened in my car this year. We, believe it or not, any Michigan fans going down there, park at the tennis courts. It's the easiest way to get out. They don't screw with anything. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought I landed on Mars. But the bottom line is, guys, we can all complain about the rest. Yeah, there's some serious blown calls. I was sitting there. I was in there. And by the way, I was only 3 stands away from Ira's mom. And, you know, we were watching the game, my wife and I, and we were sitting around with a bunch of Buckeye fans, but we had a large contingency of Michigan fans. I think we did pretty darn good, but we did travel. But some of the plays, you know, and let's take the defense, all right? So there's been some plays that's been haunting us all year. We lost the edge. First overtime, that pitch to the outside. We totally blew the edge, and they scored. I mean, you know, you got to look at that. You cannot fumble on the 1 yard line at a rival's field away on an away game and think and turn the ball over as many times. And there should have been 2 more picks where Wilton was thrown into double and triple coverage. I mean, the bottom line is we lost as a team. We got to move on. We are going to a New Year's Six Bowl. They're not going to keep us out of that. So, yes, I'd like us in the playoffs. Yes, I'm trying to think of the cup half full. But guys, remember where we were in 2012.
Thank you, Dan.
2013, and even 2011, 2010. We, you know, Jim Harbaugh has taken this coaching staff and this team in the right direction. The scary thing is, I don't know, Jay-Z, if you can add up, but how many seniors are we losing? We're losing almost half of the 85 scholarships. Now, true, not all of them played, right?
Right.
But still, we're losing a fair number of them. So I'd like to see some youth get in the bowl game. We're going to a bowl game, guys. I mean, that's better than what Michigan State doing. That's better than, you know, Rutgers.
15 more practices that we have.
And 15 more practices going in spring ball. You know, Wilton's coming back. You know, I would like to think, I would dream if Peppers would come back because, I believe it or not, the last 3 games, I think he has some things to do and some things to work on. And, you know, I'm trying to be fair, but I think there's some opportunities for him next year if he comes back. But anyway, going forward, you know, I'm happy with the way this team's going. This is the second 10-win season we've had since when? I think 20, 2003?
Oh, yeah, Don. 2002, 2003, the last time that Michigan had back-to-back double-digit win seasons.
Yeah, and Don, I hate to say it, but you are correct on everything you said. And, yeah, you know, you have to look ahead. You can't give up on Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I believe his wins in the Big Ten are more than a lot of the coaches that have been coaching 5-6 years. Yeah, but Don, you're correct on everything. All right, let's take our next call. Mike in Tampa, Florida. Mike, talk to me.
Hey, Jay-Z, how's it going, guys? Good morning. Listen, the sun's up. I don't know how it is back in Ann Arbor. It's a beautiful day here in Tampa. But
it's a bit chilly, but it's still sunny out.
Yeah, hey, the sun rose today.
And exactly.
You know what? A couple points I want to make. I referee football down here in Florida after many years. That officiating crew yesterday had a bad day. I don't know if you guys remember. It hasn't really been talked about, but they penalized Ohio State for a kid not wearing his mouthpiece, and they charged him with a timeout early in the third quarter. And you couple that with what that official said to Harbaugh, those are things you never do in a big game like that. You never want to take the momentum like that. And I was just shocked to see that called by a veteran Big Ten crew. So they had a rough day all around. But, yeah, it was definitely slanted more towards us. But, you know, we can look back on the plays that we should have made. But the way I see it this morning, we've got back-to-back 10-win seasons. And, you know, you look at the steady decline that we faced under Hoke and what Jim has been able to come in here and do in just 2 years. I remember last year this team was pegged, 7-5, I think, was what most people thought. And, 10-3 with a resounding victory. And then this year, again, nobody really gave us a shot. And, in fact, watching the pregames leading up to yesterday, no one picked us to win in Columbus. And up until about 7 minutes left in that game yesterday, we were the more dominant team. I mean, their offense didn't do anything until about 7 minutes left in the game, and it fell apart. And those are what they've got to build upon. And thank you to these seniors that left everything on the field. I mean, it's a shame to see how the media is reacting to it, but we got a lot to be proud of and keep our head high. And these people that are calling for changes to the offensive coordinator that I've been reading on the message, I mean, just calm down, take a breath, step back. We've got back-to-back 10-win seasons. We're probably going to the Orange Bowl, and we're going to resoundingly beat Florida State. I firmly believe that, and we're going to have 11 wins this year. So, I mean, he's improved in year two with players that aren't really his guys.
Yeah, very true. Very true, Mike. Great call all the way from Tampa, Florida, being true blue right there. Because, yeah, you have to look at it as we're upset about the call because, you know, it did change everything. Because it did change where we're going to end up next week. It does change maybe the college football playoff. It changes a lot. But you got to be proud of what Jim and the coaches have done. And for some of the for Don Brown, this is only his first year here. And
vast improvement all the way around.
Right. And once just think how this team's going to be once Jim gets all of his players that he wants. After 4 years, how good this team is going to be. And I think a lot of us worry that, oh, he's not going to be here anymore, that he's going to leave at some point. Until he does, don't worry about that. Don't freak out about it because he's not. He's Michigan's coach.
The here and now. Enjoy what you have right now, and that relates to what I said about the Ohio State game. And there are complaints all around, Jay-Z. People are upset. The here and now, Michigan has to win that game. They have to do that going forward and take advantage of the opportunities in front of them. They didn't. But what's also in front of Michigan is Jim Harbaugh. And what we have, and what Michigan has for the future, and Michigan fans should enjoy that, savor that, enjoy having him here right now.
Jeff, hard question to answer.
Okay.
Where would this team be if Mr. Clappy Hands Brady Hoke was coaching?
They would not be going to a New Year's Six bowl game. I firmly believe that.
All right. No, that's what I was thinking as well. All right. Let's take JJ in Lincoln Park. JJ, how are you doing?
Well, I climbed off the ledge. I was thinking about jumping yesterday.
Don't do it, JJ.
I lived through 72, 73, and 74. Just look at Oregon and Arizona and what our two predecessors did, and what kind of year they had, and just thank God, your lucky stars, we have James Joseph Harbaugh.
Right, look at Mike D'Antonio.
Yeah, here, I will just say this right now. The defense played well enough to win in both Iowa and OSU. Both those games, the defense equated itself well enough. We kind of got gashed in the fourth quarter when they spread us out. Our offense, we have no playmakers, and that was the difference. They got a couple playmakers, and we didn't. But I'll just ask you, I'll just say this, and I know the time's running out. Put it this way. Mark Schlessel, I hope there's a lot of crayons and Play-Doh in safe areas, because if people were upset about an election, football's 1,000 times more important on this university than any stupid presidential election. So I'll need some Play-Doh and some crayons. Ship them to my house in Lincoln Park. Go Blue.
Thank you, JJ.
All right, JJ.
And I do think that's the thing. People are upset, but afterwards, everyone realized that when you see those seniors, when you see those players around, thank them because it's been great rooting for those seniors, and you know how hard they've had it because they're the ones actually playing the game.
Yep.
All right, let's take another call. Ben in Iowa. Ben, talk to me.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
You know what? You said something that kind of I hope there's nobody thinking that way. We can't give up on Harbaugh. My goodness, I think he's the best football coach in the United States. So we have nothing to worry about there. You know, I just keep on remembering this is a 5-7 team that he's taken to 2-10 victories. You know, and in my opinion, they outplayed Ohio State. They deserve to win. They made too many mistakes. But you know what? Let's give Spates some credit because even though he did play, I'm sure that his injury had something to do with his fourth quarter performance. Because after he got hit a few times, I think that he was just a little bit off. He made some terrible mistakes. Officiating sucked, but nothing we can do about that. You know, you can't go back. But this is a good team, and this is a good coach, good coaching staff, and I think they'll be ready for whoever they play in January. So, you know, we have to be positive about that. And I think in another 2 years, watch out, baby, because there won't be any more of this playing around.
Right, that's what I was thinking too, Ben, that you have to give it time. And I wonder why everyone's so upset with them winning 10 games. Because, yeah, you look at where Rich Rod and Brady Hoke and how those teams are doing. You look down the road at D'Antonio. And
I think
how he's doing.
Oregon lost to Oregon State for what seems like the first time in a decade.
All right, 2 minutes to go, Jeff. Close out the show. Pump this crowd up. Pump these listeners up and tell them something that they can get on and be happy about.
Michigan fans, you have a lot to be happy about, a lot to look forward to for this team. Another top five recruiting class coming in next year and in the years to come. And your football program is led by one of the best football coaches in America. I think there's no doubt about that. Lot to be happy about, a lot to be proud of. Was it upsetting yesterday? Yes, intensely, intensely upsetting. But this is a team that the defense has been lights out all year. They're only going to add further playmakers. I think the offense is going to improve by adding some great running backs in the near future. Lots to be proud of and lots to be look forward to as far as the bowl game.
Yeah, and I definitely look at it the same way, Jeff. I think you're so right about everything you just said. And as Michigan fans, yes, there won't be a football game next week, but there's Michigan basketball. There's Michigan hockey.
Split this weekend.
There you go.
I was there on Friday night.
Women did a good job down at the Virgin Islands.
And that's the last thing I was going to bring up. Michigan women's basketball, they had 3 games where they had over 100 points. Pre-game done by Josh Zinke. Great job. He sounded great.
That guy's a stud.
Right. And then, you know, they lost yesterday. It was the first time they've lost all season. And it was to a 10th-ranked Florida State team, which they hung around. They played the entire game. It was just the fourth quarter that Florida State pulled away. So there's still stuff going on. Volleyballs, you know, they're doing great. But, yes, there's other stuff to root for. And guess what? The season's not over yet. It's not Michigan State. The season's not over. We still have another game to play and maybe more. You never know. It's college football. And you never know who the officials are. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you for listening to WTK's Playground.